now.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I'm going to start, I think, tonight with a pretty simple question. Pretty simple. If you are voting in the upcoming presidential election, why? 1-800-259-9231. Now, here's why I ask. I was just watching the most recent John Stossel special. John Stossel, of course, the co-host or co-anchor of ABC's 2020, and occasionally the people over at ABC, for whatever reason, actually allow him to just go off on pro-freedom rants for an entire hour, essentially.
He has his own crew, as I understand it, that somehow they're insulated from, in some ways, from the rest of ABC's
really?
News. That's how, as I've heard it.
Whatever it is, the guy has managed to get some clout over there, and he puts out some fantastic documentary sort of news packages talking about how it is that the government is just basically a big, dangerous joke. This most recent one was John Stossel's Politically Incorrect Guide to Politics. And for those of you who haven't seen it, when you get done listening to Free Talk Live tonight, head over to freekeen.com. I've posted a link right there on the front page of the site, posted a link to an internet version of John Stossel's, the full video. So if you missed it live on ABC, you can actually see it over at freekeen.com. But it was fantastic, and I was just watching it again, with my girlfriend, because she hadn't seen it yet, and it was just as good the second time through. He touches on some really important pro-liberty ideas, and why Stossel is so brilliant is he makes it so easy to understand. He puts these important economic concepts like spontaneous order and creative destruction into an easy-to-digest package for your average consumer. And he just does such a brilliant job of communicating these ideas. So he's talking about things like this. He's talking about how when you look at people in an ice skating rink and they're skating around, nobody has to tell them what to do. They on their own know what to do as far as how to stay away from other people and have a good time all at the same time. The same thing applies to a pack of birds or a flock of birds and fish as they sort of interact with one another as they swim about.
I think I'd feel more comfortable in the flock of birds or the school of fish than I would in the ice skating rink. I mean, yeah. I've certainly seen people in the ice skating rink that don't know enough to stay to not run into other people. But
yes, this is true. All that said, spontaneous order is a very real natural phenomenon.
Certainly. It is the rule. It is not the exception.
Right. And creative destruction, he talks about that, how it's important for businesses to fail. And this whole idea that government should be propping up businesses and keeping these people in business is absolutely absurd. And so he goes over all these great points, talking about how unintended consequences are a huge factor when it comes to government. Whatever government people decide they want to do, usually they end up creating the opposite of their intended original their intentions. And
with
they
government.
Just, right, with government. And so he just brilliantly covers all of this information, but he ties it into what's going on in the political realm with these politicians constantly making all kinds of promises to people about what they'll somehow magically be able to do if they get elected. And I have to wonder, Mark, why is it that every 4 years in this country, or in some cases every 2 years, why is it that every 4 years you have this same group of people, sometimes the faces change, but the Democrats and the Republicans, they trot themselves out, they make all kinds of outlandish promises about how great life will be if you just pull the trigger for them in the election, and then after that, they get into office, and everybody knows what happens. They don't ever fulfill any of their promises, and some of them are so wild, how could they possibly? And, the government gets bigger, it gets more intrusive, it gets more oppressive, and then 4 years later, the same crap happens. Different candidates hop in the race, and they spew out the same garbage over and over again about change. We need change, or we need a maverick, or whatever the hell it is the terms are this particular go-around. It's always the same
change
thing.
Change certainly is a common one.
This time it's me. Vote for me and I'll make it all right. And why do people keep falling for it?
Because people vote for the lesser of two evils.
Is
every
that
time.
True?
It absolutely is.
There's
got
to be somebody listening here tonight. I figured you were going to bring that up. There has to be somebody listening that does not feel like they're voting for the lesser of two evils. If you're one of those people that's yeah, McCain, or yeah, Obama. You know, you're all the way for the candidate because you believe they're a good, they're the good man, they're the right man for the job, or whatever it is you believe. If you're not somebody voting because, well, you're just trying to do damage control, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. If you're voting, why?
And you see, this zero sum voting that we have currently, one person, you know, everybody votes for one person and then one person wins. It's a really crappy system. I'm not saying that
the federal government is a crappy idea.
And you can call in and say that this is a republic, it isn't democracy. You can feel free and do that. I know it makes you feel better.
Stop your foot while you're at it.
This democratic system that we elect our representatives through.
I don't.
Here in America, the people of America elect their representatives in this fashion, and they're not really representatives. They're called representatives.
Yes. Thank you.
So the way that we vote stinks. You vote for one person and one person wins.
Because I don't want five people to win.
In America, you don't get to vote for president. There are only 56 people. Listen to the sound of my voice. There are going to be 56 people who get to vote to elect the electorates that will then vote for the president in December. So what I'm telling you is your vote doesn't even count to elect the electorates because a candidate only has to win in his state, and the reason I say 56 is because Maine and Nebraska have some funny systems. But likely you're listening not in Maine and Nebraska because we don't have any affiliates there. In your state, the candidate has to win by one vote, and that's the winner, and they get all the electoral votes from your state. That is a crappy system. If we had there are better systems of voting out there.
Well, just prettying up the pile of crap isn't going to make it any less a pile of crap.
Look,
Mark.
The federal
government is a pile of crap, period.
Understood, but we have to deal with crap. We are dealing with crap, so I would prefer to deal with less crap. And
right, but
a better system would be
okay. I see where you're coming from. You could talk about proportional representation. You could talk about the ranking voting that you could possibly do. There are all
right,
kinds
it's
of
instant runoff voting.
There are all kinds of ways you can rearrange the deck chairs of the Titanic. But I want to know from people out there who are participating in this and are feeling good about it. I don't want to hear from somebody that's you feel icky about having to vote for the lesser of two evils. I want to hear from somebody that feels good about voting for one of these two Republican or Democrat candidates out there at 1-800-259-9231. And I want you to explain yourself. What's your logic? I mean, is this your first election? Have you never been through this before? I suppose that could be a possibility. Maybe you're 18 or 20 or something, and you didn't really pay that much attention back in 2004 or 2000 or back in the 90s. And that would be a valid excuse. But if you've been through this before, you've heard all the same crap over and over again. Why are you falling for it? Well, why are you getting so excited about this?
I'd also like to hear from people that, sort of about their thoughts about third party candidates. You hear all the time that I won't vote for this third party candidate because my vote won't count. Well, let's look at this for a second. Everybody who voted for John Kerry in 2004, did their vote count? Well, it was counted in the sense that somebody tallied up the numbers. But that happened.
You hope.
That happened for the third party candidates too. So it was not counted in the sense that John Kerry became president. So what's the point in only voting for a Republican or a Democrat? John Kerry lost the same as Michael Badnarik did in 2004.
Well, even if your candidate wins, do you really win anything? Do you feel like you're a winner when that happens?
There's a lot of this go team mentality when it comes to voting.
And it's like sports.
It really is. It's sad.
So 1-800-259-9231.
Because
yes, we do.
You remember
the politicians.
You
they
and I
win.
Saw the same sign that said vote George Bush for smaller government in 2002, right? Bush, smaller government, has grown the government more in his term than any other president in history.
Oh, but John McCain's going to get in, Mark, and he's going to slash it back. He's going to cut and burn.
Right, and Barack Obama is all about redistribution of wealth. Are you telling me that John McCain isn't going to take my wealth and give it to someone someone else?
No, he's going to abolish the IRS his first day in office.
Because if taxes exist, that's redistribution of wealth. Now, you can say whatever you want. In the manner that they want to redistribute the wealth, that doesn't matter to me. I don't care if you give it to some guy in the army or if you give it to some mother on WIC. It doesn't matter to me. It's still forced redistribution of wealth, and it's still socialism. They're both socialists, and it's sickening.
1-800-259-9231. Are you voting in the presidential election? Do you feel good about who you're voting for? If so, why? Or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything this live Saturday edition toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just head over to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. In fact, I sent out an update this morning because it's the first of the month, which means it's time for you to vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It's one of the easiest things you can do to help Free Talk Live out, to help get new listeners on board with this program. And if that's valuable to you and you like what we do here and you like the fact that we give away our website stuff free, please take just a moment and go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. It's only used for verification purposes, so it's real quick. You just go fill out a quick couple things, and it's easy. Vote.freetalklive.com.
In a four-week clinical trial, participants were advised to maintain their normal eating and exercise habits, and without changing their daily routine, 83% of the participants using the key component in DEXC20 lost weight. I've been taking DEXC20 for a couple of months now, and I lost 6 pounds. I've recently started exercising and working out, so my weight loss has sort of stopped. But my waist is still shrinking. I recommend DEXC20 for you. You can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC. It's in the gold box, DEXC20.
All right, so you've seen perhaps video footage of some of these voting types out there getting really, really jazzed up and excited about their candidate, whether he be Barack Obama or John McCain. Some of these people in this country are very, very excited, and I want to talk to some of you tonight because I don't get it personally. I don't really understand why it is anybody could be excited about voting for one of these people. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, as you said, Mark, there are a lot of people that go out and they vote for what they consider to be the lesser of two evils, but that can't be something you could be really getting excited about. So I want to hear from the people that are getting really jazzed up about their candidate, and tell me why it is you're voting, why you think that something's going to be different this time. It seems like it's always the same old crap every 4 years. Am I wrong about this? Let's find out what you think. Go to the phones. Ladies first. D is calling from Eureka, listening to KGOE. Hello, D.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We got you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Well, I am pretty excited about the likelihood, I can finally say at this point, of Barack Obama becoming president. And I do understand what you guys are saying about the whole political system just being a pile of shit.
I'm sorry, I can't let you go.
Sorry.
It was going to be interesting, your call, until you did that. We continue and talk to David in Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
I also am happy that Barack is going to be the president, because I'm going to be proud of our nation and I'm going to feel national pride when he gets elected.
Well, now, were you proud when Bill Clinton was the president?
I wasn't. I'm over 40, and I've been voting since, like, sometime in the 80s, and I just have never had the enthusiasm that I do now.
What's different this time?
Mostly, number one, well, I would vote for him anyway, and the fact that he never wanted to do any negative campaigning. He got dragged. The way it seemed to me, he got dragged into the gutter, and very reluctantly. And
why negative campaigning? I mean, what is it about negative campaigning that you don't like? I mean,
well, that's only one part of it. Only a small part.
I understand
of it.
That's only one part, but that's the part we're talking about now.
What you mentioned.
I mean, you know, yeah. Negative campaigning. It seems to me, if you know, Barack Obama voted to increase spending every time in the Senate or whatever, they might say about the candidate, that I should know that as a potential
voter.
Or if voter,
John
right?
McCain voted, I mean, for whatever, right?
In this election, there are going to be people that know far less about the issues than you and I do, going out and casting their ballots. And they're likely, some of them will cast ballots that are, you know, the opposite of yours. Don't you want those people to have as much information about the candidates as possible?
Well, factual discussions, that's different, but, like,
well, what kind
other
of
stuff.
What kind of negative campaigning has existed that hasn't been factual?
I don't think there has been any. I can't think of the specifics now, but
you know what? I have a problem with this, though. David, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we've got other calls here, and I want to get through a couple more questions. The whole negative campaigning thing seems to be a surface issue. My question was in regards to the fact that every 4 years they trot out the same old crap, they make the same old promises, and they break their promises every single time. And, of course, there's no way they could possibly fulfill them because they're ludicrous, absurd, unrealistic promises. And yet people continue to fall for the same old game every 4 years. Haven't you noticed that? What's different this time?
Not the same this time.
What's different?
Besides you, your perception that he's a nicer man, what's different as far as about
really
the message?
The difference is, well, it's just like Colin Powell said. It's like Colin Powell said. Colin Powell said, as he said that inclusiveness he spoke of, and he also spoke of them hurling around words like Muslim and having and equating Barack, a person who's very dignified, very much a gentleman, equating him with some kind of terrorism, and trying to equate him with that kind of thing, which is like just about the worst negative campaigning anybody could do.
Is this your, that's all
this
you're focused on?
You know? You're,
all you're focused on is how they talk about one another.
Do you think that America will be a better place once we have a president who hasn't been a white Protestant? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know about white president, but an old white guy, absolutely.
Well, so it's a racial vote.
So that's
thanks.
All you
it's
got.
Not
thanks
racial.
For the call.
No,
so there's nothing different for you this time except for the fact that he's not as negative a campaigner.
You know,
that's all you've got?
I don't have much respect for Rush Limbaugh, but I swear to God, I agree with him on this issue. The Democrats care more about race than Republicans do in this particular election.
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a bunch of good old boy racists out there that are probably very upset that there's a black man running for president.
The voices that I hear.
Yeah. Well, you do live up in New Hampshire. Mm. People are a little different up here. We go on, talk to Lester, listening to KUSA out in Yakima. Hello, Lester. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm voting for Obama.
Okay.
And you feel good about that?
Yeah, because it's because he has no experience. We need somebody new that is being new.
He has
no
experience? Isn't he a senator?
Well,
you don't get to be. I'm sorry. You don't get to be a senator without having experience in running the game of politics. Go ahead.
Well, I'm talking. Everybody complains about because he's new and he has no experience. But I think let's give a chance on somebody that is new.
Give him the chance because he's new. Okay.
I agree that
it's a better reason than the last guy.
I like new better than I like old when it comes to politicians. What do you think about Sarah Palin?
She's doing pretty good. I mean, she's a very strong lady.
Well, why not vote for her? She's new. She seems newer, too.
She is newer. Yeah, she's only been a governor.
And she's a woman.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Can somebody give me something with substance besides, well,
there's
he's
no
a nice
substance
campaigner.
To this.
He's pretty.
He's beautiful. He's got white teeth.
This is all we've got.
Or he was a POW.
Oh, yeah. He's a maverick. Why are you voting? Are you excited about this? Give me something substantive. 800-259-9231.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're remodeling your kitchen or bath before you go to the big box home stores and check out the knobs, or even after you go, you can purchase knobs and pulls at wholesale prices on the internet at internobs.com. It's internknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and pulls at internobs.com.
All right, so I started the show out by asking a pretty simple question. I wanted to know, if you're voting on Tuesday in the presidential election, why are you voting for, and it doesn't really matter to me who you're voting for, I guess you probably will have to tell us, but why are you voting, for whom you're voting, and do you feel good about it? I don't really want to hear from people that are just going to say, well, I'm voting for Barack Obama because he's the lesser of two evils, or I'm voting for John McCain because he's the lesser of two evils. We know there are a lot of people that vote for that reason already, and I understand that particular position. I get that. Okay, it's sort of a self-defense kind of voting position. I don't necessarily agree that either of them are the lesser of the two evils. I think they're both about the same. But that's another issue. So I get that. But what I don't get is why somebody would be voting in the presidential election and feel good about the person they're voting for. And so I want to know, if you're voting on Tuesday, why do you, if you feel good about it, why? 1-800-259-9231. And so far, the reasons have been absolute garbage.
Well, I mean,
so far it has been the surface political sideshow crap. We've been talking to people. One guy said he's going to vote for one of the candidates because he's a nicer campaigner. He hasn't been as nasty. And the other one is because he's new. He's new to the game. So therefore, let's give him the keys to the party. But you called him onto the carpet.
In defense for these gentlemen that called in, people vote for really awful reasons. And that's why I consider voting to be an awful thing.
I'm just trying to understand it,
from the process that we're dealing with here.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that you going out and voting is awful. It's the fact that there will be somebody will be president come January 20, 2009. It will be either Barack Obama or John McCain, and the polls are pretty close on them. Likely. I mean, it very well could be a third-party candidate, but seems extraordinarily unlikely. So you're going to get what the leader that somebody wants, and this person will...
They're not my leader. I'd like to make that clear.
You're going
to
get them, and they're going to shove policies as far down your throat as they possibly can.
Nah, not
decisions
me. I'll
they
ignore
make,
it.
The decisions they make will affect you, whether you
well,
like it or
they
not.
Do they tax my
and
cell phone
and that's why
gas.
People get so upset about these candidates, is because they know that the next person is going... That somebody else is going to make a decision that affects their life, somebody they don't know and don't have to share the values with.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Lewis, listening to WKNQ in Mississippi. Hello, Lewis.
Yes.
Hello, sir. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, asking why we voted, I am voting basically for the future of my grandchildren.
And okay, so you're
Matt
feeling good.
Also.
You're feeling good about who you're voting for?
Yes, I guess I am. I'm voting still, though. It's not a party as much as it is what the person stands for.
Well, so what are these things that the person stands for that
I believe
like?
That John McCain will stand for the Constitution. For the,
really? And he's going to be the first Republican
so,
in history
so
to stand
so
for the
Obama.
Constitution?
What now?
John McCain's going to be the first Republican in history to stand for the Constitution?
No. I'm saying I believe he will follow it closer than his opponent does
Great.
This time.
This is the reason often that I have found myself checking the R box myself, because I've kind of felt like Republicans do a better job sticking to the Constitution than Democrats.
Right.
However, when I think about, for instance, I've got to look personally at 2000 to 2006 when we had Republicans in the House, the White House, and the Senate. They were, it was majorities of all those. And I feel in those years that we've strayed, certainly in my lifetime, the farthest from the Constitution as we possibly could. We've got unconstitutional searches and seizures, unconstitutional POW camps down in Guantanamo. We've got
unconstitutional war?
An expansion of government.
$3 trillion government?
Yeah, beyond when anyone could imagine. No declaration of war in two cases. Doesn't that bother you?
Yes, it does. And I don't always believe that the Republicans follow the Constitution better than other people. But as a general rule, yeah, I think our government should get down to following the Constitution. The president should. He is supposed to faithfully execute and all of the laws of the Constitution, defend the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, they don't seem to care what they're doing.
Yeah.
as long as they can be reelected.
But you think John McCain's going to be different?
I believe he will follow that closer.
All right, that's kind of a lesser of two evils argument, basically. You're sort of restating the lesser of two evils.
Thank you
for the call. 800-259-9231. So he said he believes that McCain will follow it closer right after he acknowledged everything that you said, Mark, about the fact that when the Republicans, these so-called Constitution guys, were completely in charge of the federal government, they increased the size of government more than Bill Clinton could ever have even imagined. So he acknowledges that the Republicans didn't do a damn thing to get back to the Constitution, and then goes on to say that he still believes old John McCain
will
follow it closer.
You know,
so it's a total lesser of the two evils argument.
He knows that and that's what it is.
That's not what I'm looking for tonight. I mean, you can still call in, but we've heard that before. I understand where people are coming from on that. I don't necessarily agree with it. I think that both of the parties have thrown the Constitution out the window. The Constitution has been a dead letter for decades.
It's
not since the day it was signed. We continue here. I want to hear from somebody who is voting and is excited about who they are voting for. Not because they're going to do less damage. I don't want to hear that argument, as I understand that. Let's continue and talk to Tom, listening in northern Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I sort of agree with the previous caller, and I also agree with you. but I'm a member of the United Steelworkers in northern Minnesota, and we're having the Obama thing shoved down our throat. Mm-hmm. We don't like it. They're using union money and whatever to do this.
Yeah,
and a lot of people aren't happy about that.
The connection between Democrats and unions has been unholy for a long time, and I can totally understand how being a member of the union, where it's trade guilds go back centuries. It's good that skilled guys get paid better than unskilled guys. I don't have a problem with that, but it seems like the unions have been in bed with the Democrats and endorsing their policies for a long time, and I would be with you on that.
Yeah, well, the teachers are the same way.
No, sure, everybody in the union.
So you're just kind of upset that this one particular candidate happens to have ties within the agency that you're forced to, essentially, they're extracting money from you in the form of dues, so you're sort of upset that they're using your money to promote a candidate you wouldn't necessarily want to promote.
Absolutely.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you're excited about voting for the other candidate. Are
no,
you
just wanted to have his say.
I'm not excited about either one.
Okay.
I'm actually sick about both of them.
Fair enough. Good to hear that. Thank you, sir, for the call. 800-259-9231. Give me somebody with some jazz.
Well,
somebody with some excitement. There's got to be someone in America who can explicitly explain why it is they're excited about their candidate for some reason other than the fact that he's new or he's pretty or, he's a better campaigner or he's
People
a maverick
don't make decisions
or
based on issues.
There has to be someone out there,
Mark.
There
is someone out there, absolutely. But what you're going to get is people who are like you and me that are like, I'm tired of having the choice between two giant crap sandwiches to vote for. And that's what we get every year. I thought it was the worst it could possibly get with Kerry and Bush, and I was wrong.
Yeah. We continue, and we talk to, I believe, Ron is on the line listening to KMED in Oregon. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yes, Ron. Thanks. You will get some some excitement and a different perspective, and I hope that you'll listen to it.
Yes.
Right ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry, before you go on, is your name Ron?
That's a nickname.
Okay. Because I would have called on you sooner if I'd known you were a lady listener, but they didn't mark down as a female listener.
We have a gender policy here on Free Talk Live.
We discriminate.
Total accident. I really do have a point.
I know you've got a point. Now you've got to wait. So hang on. We're going to bring Ron back. Ron, the lady. And we'll talk to her about her point. And she sounds like she's got something good here, so we're going to get to that.
My babysitter when I was growing up was named Ronnie Sue, so.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, I like unique names. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What?
How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "Anyone willing to trade liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security." Now, Mercer Films brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
Uncivil Liberties, the movie that will transport you to a society where the government monitors the moves of every citizen in the name of national security.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl. Even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loofah for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board for as little as $3 a month. Take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country and bringing new internet listeners on board from around the world. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board. You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing to take calls, I'm looking for one particular type of call. And, I mean, of course, it is Free Talk Live. You can call about anything, so don't feel restricted or anything. But I want to find this caller. You must be out there. Somebody who is voting on Tuesday in the presidential election and who feels good, like really good, about voting for the candidate they've chosen.
Not voting against the other candidate.
No, I don't want to hear from somebody who is, oh, I'm just voting because I want to defend myself against the lesser of two, you know, I want to vote for the lesser of two evils as a self-defense vote, which we've gotten that so far tonight. We've also gotten people saying they're excited because their candidate is a nicer campaigner and he's new. So those have been the reasons so far that people have been voting. Not really deep issues-based, principle-based reasons for voting.
I think the
not
new
even
one...
understanding-based. Like, you're not voting for any particular reason beyond just the most surface-level reasons. And, of course, these are the things the media focuses on. They focus on silly surface crap, like who has the most houses and who's been in Washington, D.C. for longer and all of this nonsensical garbage that has absolutely nothing to do with what's going to happen in the next 4 years.
How they're
going to
do their job that affects we, the citizens of the United States, so directly. And honestly, the world. The president could be argued to be the most powerful man on the planet. And, well, you know, people are picking him because he's got a nice smile?
Yeah, so let's go back to Ron listening to KMED in Oregon. Ron, it sounded like you had a real reason, so I wanted to get to, go ahead and give you a chance to get it out there.
Okay, thanks. You can call me Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Yes, my excitement over the candidate that I believe is a leader and is much more open-minded to deal with long-term changes in our government. We have been, you know, nobody wants to say it, and I'm not an economist, but we're obviously in a depression. We are losing our standing as the number one nation in the world, and partly because for so many years, for in the past, it's all been about number one means you can kill the most people. You know, you've got the most weapons of mass destruction or whatever. Now the planet has really changed more toward, and it's about your stability of your economy.
All right, Ronnie, I'm gonna stop you there because, again, we do have a lot of calls building up, and I want to address what you've brought up so far. Because the first things, it seems to be the first things that you say when you answer the question like I've asked is, you know, what, if you're voting for somebody on Tuesday in the presidential election, why, and you feel really excited about it, why? And the first things you mentioned, I was taking notes here, the first things were that you believe that, and what I love is you didn't mention who the candidate was, and I thank you for that because it's kind of interest makes the call a little interesting. You said that your candidate is a leader who's open-minded. So I guess what I want to know is the candidates in the past, do you feel as though they were not open-minded?
No, I don't.
So this is the first time, in your understanding, this is the first time that any candidate in a presidential election has been, to your determination, an open-minded candidate?
Well, I wouldn't say it quite that way. But because of the time that we're in right now, just historically, we need someone who is open-minded enough to realize, no, we're not the biggest cheese on the block, and that we do need to improve our standing, our relationship with other countries. We have to get.
How is that going to happen? I mean, for your whoever that candidate is, how are they going to improve the relationship with other countries?
Because to me, that candidate has shown a willingness to embrace and people from other backgrounds for being very concerned about diplomacy and working things out. And, you know, the candidate is not, you know, not even willing to look at another person in the eye or having an attitude of, well, just because they're different, they're wrong. There are many different types of government, and like you talked about, you know, well, this is socialism, the Democrats are socialism, and the Republican is socialist too.
It's
all
true.
Of the different systems. I'm a political scientist background, and you know, none of them is perfect, and we have, you know, a lot of the same corruptions that say Russia did, you know, just as you guys have been talking about.
It's, right. Before you go on, Ron, you've mentioned about this open-mindedness that and sort of the not being the big cheese on the block, and you'd mentioned the military and being able to kill other people. And my question is that both of the candidates seem to be pushing their war stance. For instance, Obama and Biden have said that they'll increase the ground forces by 65,000 soldiers and 27,000 Marines. And to me, you don't buy hammers unless you're going to hit nails, right? So you don't buy army personnel unless you're going to kill people.
Well, as you said, the politicians do give a lot of promises. All I can say is just within my gut, I feel that the person that I'm from watching and reading and just seeing that the heart of that person and seeing it demonstrated, I believe.
Are you suggesting that the candidate is bluffing, Ronnie?
In the middle of the field, you know, that's part of our political game. But I do believe that in terms of that person's personal honor, that they are more receptive. They
So let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying here. You're saying, that, Ronnie, let me see if I'm getting you straight. I want to make sure I understand. You're saying the candidate that you are really excited about supporting, while on one hand you acknowledge that he has said that he, I'm presuming it's Obama at this point, but while you acknowledge that on one hand he said he wants to increase the presence of the military in certain places around the world. Both candidates have said this. Even though you're saying that he has said those things, you don't necessarily believe it because you believe that in his heart he's a good man and he'll do the right thing when the time comes, even though he's promising to essentially be a warmonger candidate. You're saying that, well, you'll just put all that aside because you believe he's different on the inside. Is that right?
Well, yes.
Thanks for the call, Ronnie. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Amazing.
I want to believe that there's a pro-peace candidate out there somewhere running for president. I want that. However, the evidence is that the Democrats ain't it. And they haven't
been it ever.
I'd like to
point out...
He's
not saying anything about peace.
I believe Woodrow Wilson was a Democrat. I am certain that Roosevelt, and I am certain that Johnson. These are the three major wars of the last century that the United States were in, and they were all Democrats. And let's talk about Bill Clinton shooting Tomahawk missiles at Iraq. Well,
yeah,
about the time the Lewinsky thing went down, there was a pretty big bombing.
Mm-hmm.
But Democrats don't want peace.
No.
Perhaps you might be able to say they want to kill fewer people or kill people less efficiently.
Or kill people in different countries.
Well, they all want to kill people in other countries.
Right.
But perhaps they want to kill people less efficiently. You can't say you're for peace and you're for a Democrat.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You cannot say those in the same breath.
How you can be for peace and at the same time support either one of these candidates specifically. I mean, I've seen people with Barack Obama bumper stickers that have peace symbols in them. What are you talking about? what planet are you living on? How much do you have to yourself in order to believe
it's
this?
The same planet the conservatives believe that John McCain is going to act like he should, like, you know, he says he will, like a constitutionist.
Yeah.
Like you said, absolute nonsense.
I don't understand you people. Have you thought about this? Haven't you figured out that these government goons, they tell you the same lies every 4 years and you keep falling for it? Now, I don't mean those of you voting for the lesser of two evils. Those of you, you've kind of figured that much out. Of course, you're still enabling the system by voting for those people, in my opinion, but you guys aside, I'll put you aside. These people that have been calling tonight, what are you thinking? Really?
I feel like
I'm being pretty harsh here, but what are you thinking?
You absolutely are. The fact is, if you're very excited
I'm trying to
about,
give you a little radio slap in the face.
I understand what you're saying.
Before you go out and pull a trigger for a murderer on Tuesday.
Well, the thing is not pulling the trigger isn't going to get a
but
president
not elected.
But at
least you won't have blood on your hands. At least you won't be the person enabling the violence. I understand, Mark. Either way you slice it, one of those two guys is going to be the next murderer.
We have a broken system, people. I know you don't want to hear
and
it.
And it can't
broken.
Be fixed. I want to talk about that coming up here. John Stossel had a great presentation recently on ABC News. You can watch it over at freekeen.com. And he talked about the whole idea of, well, using the system. Well, we should just use the system to fix the system. Let's talk about that coming up. Take your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex